Demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome back to our show. Hour number three, the phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I note, along with the obvious shill calls that this show's been getting all week, my email box is being flooded. Absolutely flooded with a tsunami of emails about chemtrails are real. There was no plane at the Pentagon. How could you be so stupid as to believe the Apollo moon landings actually happened? And every time that happens, it's a red warning flag that something big is on the horizon. And there's always this desperate push to go out and kookify and discredit the independent media. It doesn't work, but they keep on doing it because I guess they're paid by the hour, by the email or something like that. Anyway, getting on back to the economic news, there was a very alarming story over at Zero Hedge called The Elephant in the Room. Apparently, Deutsche Bank's exposure in derivatives is now $75 trillion. We know that Wall Street's exposure in derivatives is something above $90 trillion. Now, in Germany's case, $75 trillion is 20 times the German gross domestic product. We're dealing with insane numbers. Now, financiers love derivatives. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, a derivative is any financial transaction that is based on the outcome of another financial transaction, hence the name a derivative. Short selling is a very simple form of derivative. The credit default swap is another form of derivative. And here it is the problems. When the economy is booming, people love to invest in credit default swaps. People love to sell them because it's basically money for nothing. But when the economy reverses, then you've got problems because that same ratio leveraging comes back against you. Now, the credit default swap is kind of like an insurance policy on your home. But there are some differences. If you own a home, you can take out a fire insurance policy on your own home. But you're not allowed to take out fire insurance on your neighbor's home. You have to own the asset being insured, which makes a lot of sense. Private insurance companies that sell auto or fire or liability insurance are required by law to keep enough cash reserves on hand to pay a reasonable number of claims coming in. The firms that are selling credit default swaps don't have to do that. And with a credit default swap, you can buy a credit default swap on assets you don't own. Now, the way a credit default swap works is if I invest $10 million in Consolidated Lint, I can buy a credit default swap so that if Consolidated Lint collapses, I will make at least part of my investment money back. It's a way of controlling losses. But because derivatives are unregulated, if my neighbor invests $10 million in Consolidated Lint, I can still buy a credit default swap that says if Consolidated Lint collapses, I will get a whole pile of money. And it's a big money maker, but it's completely unregulated. And that was what happened to AIG. When the mortgage-backed security bubble burst, when the fraud was exposed, AIG had been just reaping money hand over fist with credit default swaps against all this debt, and all of a sudden, everything fell apart. The credit default swaps came due, AIG didn't have the money, and they simply imploded. And so the reality is, the United States does not have the $90 trillion to cover the credit default swap exposure on Wall Street. And now we're finding out that Deutsche Bank is looking at $75 trillion in derivatives exposure, 20 times the entire German gross domestic product. And that can just bring the whole system down. Now, you need to remember about Deutsche Bank, something very important. When the government of Germany demanded the repatriation of the gold bullion that is the property of the German people from the New York Federal Reserve, Deutsche Bank showed where their true loyalty lies, because they sided with the New York Federal Reserve, assuring Germany's government not to worry about the fact that they could not inspect and audit, let alone get back all of the German people's gold. These private central bankers know no loyalty to the nations in which they reside. Their only loyalty is to each other and to the principle of enslaving the world to private central banks. So when this whole global banking cartel comes apart, it's going to come apart all the way down to the basement. Because we know what the Deutsche Bank and what Wall Street are thinking. Oh, well, when it all crashes and the derivatives come due, we'll just turn around to our government and get another taxpayer bailout. We don't have it. The American people don't have $90 trillion just sitting there uninvolved. The German people don't have $75 trillion sitting there uninvolved. They may try and solve it by simply getting into Zimbabwe territory and printing out $100 trillion notes and hand out the paper and say, see, your contract is settled, get out of here. Which will destroy the currencies in the international marketplace. They've got themselves into a heck of a corner. Now, speaking of Germany, Germany is often held aloft as the ideal economy for wanting to push renewable sources of energy. They're into this whole green situation. Well, not really. They've already had some problems. A few years ago, Germany had to ban ethanol gasoline. First of all, because it wasn't cost effective. It really wasn't carbon neutral. But more importantly, it was destroying the fuel systems on older model cars, and they banned it. Well, Germany has been striving to reach a goal of 80% renewable electric production by the year 2050, and it looks like it's about to fall flat on its face because the cost of green electricity has gone up so high that a lot of Germans can no longer pay their electric bill, and there's an epidemic of power being shut off all across Germany, and that's a wealthy nation. But it sure made lots of money for all those carbon Nazis and the global warming hysterics and the rest of it, which was really what the deal was all about, was making money. We're still out there screaming, human-caused global warming and carbon dioxide's the villain. We've had how many record-setting winters in a row? We're just coming out of another one. But they can't admit they were lying all along to scam you out of your money, because then everybody starts saying, well, what else have they been lying to us about? Which is pretty much everything at this point. Over in Spain, their official jobless rate is 26%, and I'm going to presume that the government of Spain is fudging the numbers to the same extent the U.S. government is. And, of course, it's one of the reasons why Catalonia wants to break off and secede. Because Catalonia is a major wealth-producing part of Spain, and they're tired of having their money taken away to pay off the banker debt that they had no part in accepting in the first place. Same thing with what's going on up in Germany. They're tired of their economy being strip-mined for wealth to prop up the rest of the EU. Apparently, over in Japan, under Abenomics, they're now talking about 29% interest rates. That's going to lock up the economy completely. Over in China, there's been another riot in which government officials were killed. Apparently, the Chinese people have reached their breaking point. And it's an ugly, ugly situation over there. As you may imagine, especially after that FedEx office shooting, which involved another perpetrator who then shot himself, is anybody asking if he was on prescription antidepressants? No, of course not. Well, that's not something the American people need to know. But there was a very interesting article that came out in LouRockwell.com on 10 thoughts on the Second Amendment and gun control. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, obviously, but it makes a couple of salient points we need to pay attention to. First of all, we don't need a Second Amendment. to preserve our right to keep and bear arms. All the Bill of Rights does is recognize existing rights and say the government cannot infringe on them. Even without the Second Amendment, we have a natural right to keep and bear arms at least equal, if not superior, to those in the hands of the criminals. And he goes on to point out how the Constitution does not actually allow the government to pass any federal gun laws, nor to empower the ATF to go out taxing and regulating alcohol, tobacco, firearms, or explosives. Kind of a weird situation. How'd the BATF get all four of those under their jurisdiction? Going to have some whiskey, smoke a cigar, and go blow something up. It's a very bizarre agency over there. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is going to be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over at the United States Supreme Court, which is continuing its track record of really bad, unconstitutional decisions, they have rejected hearing a case challenging the detention power of the National Defense Authorization Act. Now, remember, this act allows the government to grab anybody that they want, including you, and you lock you up indefinitely without a trial, without a defense, without a judge, without a jury. All they have to say is, this is a potential terrorist, and you will be disappeared. Now, back in 2012, there was a lawsuit brought by Chris Hedges, Daniel Ellsberg, Noam Chomsky, to try and block the enforcement of that indefinite detention just because the president says so. And apparently they lost on the appellate courts, and they referred it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is refusing to hear it, meaning the appeals court decision will stand. Now, this is very clearly a violation of the Constitution. And it basically tells us that the Supreme Court has now delegitimized itself. And it gets us back to a question that was raised with the very strange reversal of Chief Justice Roberts regarding Obamacare, where he was opposed, and then at the 11th hour, he does a 180 about-face and says, yeah, it's constitutional under the Commerce Clause, and we got cursed with Obamacare. And a lot of people wondered if pressure was brought to bear on him to change his mind. And that leads to the inevitable question. If the National Security Agency is spying on us all, on all of our communications without warrants and without probable cause, are they spying on politicians and officials and Supreme Court judges to dig out dirt that can be used to coerce them to go along with the agenda? And I think inevitably the answer has to be yes, because supposedly those Supreme Court justices have spent their entire lives working toward this position where they are entrusted with enforcing the Constitution. And here we see decision after decision that's just eviscerating the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And by the way, the function of the Supreme Court is to tell the federal government whether they're being constitutional or not. There's nothing in the Constitution that says we, the American people, have to accept what the Supreme Court says, especially when it's this bogus. So, no, I reject the idea that the president has the authority to grab me or my wife and throw us in some dungeon forever without a chance at a trial and a judge and a jury of our peers. Now then, you've probably heard about this group, Media Matters, and it's a very well-funded group, and it's out here on the internet, and it is notable for critical attacks on people like the Drudge Report and my website. And apparently Fox News has, and I'm going to have to tip my hat to Fox News on this one, basically saying Media Matters is mostly funded by George Soros, and their objective is to undermine or destroy the alternative, meaning the independent media. They don't want them around anymore, and this comes hard on the heels of the release of memos from the Clinton administration that they were in a complete panic, that they couldn't control what the American people were seeing, hearing, and reading because of the emerging internet, whether it was Drudge Report or my page on Vince Foster. Remember when Hillary Clinton was out there with her vast right-wing conspiracy? And they were trying to demonize anybody who didn't go along with the official statement. So they've been aware of the threat that we pose to their little oligarchical country club, all the way back to the Clinton administration, which, again, we know because when I went public with what I found about the Vince Foster case, my career in Hollywood evaporated. I got blacklisted. Same thing that they'd done to actress Jean Seberg in the 60s, and, you know, that one is very well documented. We've got the actual FBI memos that said, yes, you will destroy this actress's career because she dares defy the White House. The other side loves to play dirty, and they play dirty because they know they can't win a public debate on the law, logic, and the facts of the matter. They just want to go out and kill inconvenient people, and if anybody dares point it out, oh, we've got to go after the, they're the enemy. All righty, getting over to computers and internet, there's been another new vulnerability found in Internet Explorer, and apparently it affects every version of Explorer out there. They're specifically talking about versions 9, 10, and 11. It's called a use after free attack. that is able to basically use memory that has recently been released by the browser and write to it. And it's planted by phony websites here. Apparently, governments around the world are now telling their employees and even their general population, don't use Internet Explorer anymore. Switch to Chrome, Firefox. And I'll tell you how we're going to solve this problem. You just find one cyber criminal, just one, and you crucify him or her on national TV live, live video feed from the moment they're nailed up to the moment they finally die. And if they're in decent health, it should take them about a week to die. And that'll really slow down the non-state-sponsored hacker problem. We understand that governments are doing most of the hacking. Remember, it came out that a major hack attack back in 2012 was done by an FBI informant. In fact, there was an interesting show about cyber warfare on the History Channel last night. And it just talks about how much money the government is spending to turn the free and open Internet into another system of control and surveillance against the world. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Josh in Georgia. Aloha, Josh. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Josh, are you there? Okay, I guess we're not going to get Josh here. More and more international customers are dumping U.S. cloud service providers. A lot of people very alarmed over a decision in a United States court which ordered Microsoft to turn over data even though it was stored on a server in Ireland. That's kicking up a bit of a diplomatic kerfuffle. Now, I want to talk about the weapons systems that are being bought at huge expense. You get to pay for it. And they're not very good. Apparently, we're already seeing potential customers for the F-35 start to back away and cut back on those contracts and say, well, we really don't want so many of these things. And it's turning out to be one of the costliest military boondoggles. It's not yet in active service. It can't fly in the rain. The naval version can't land on a carrier. It turns out it's not really stealthy. The latest generation of Russian and Chinese radars can just pick it up without any problem. All the stealth technology is designed to defeat an incoming radar pulse that is reflecting back to the same antenna. But if you have an emitter at one location and a detector in another location, the plane just shows up. And as it turns out, along with not being stealthy for a stealth jet, it can't dogfight the current Russian jets, and it's got a bad habit of losing pieces of itself while in flight. Other than that, what's not to like for a plane that costs more than the gross domestic product of Australia to develop? All right, we're going to grab Josh in Georgia real quick. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Mike? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. I'm calling about the Sterling story you were talking about earlier.
Okay.
And I just wanted to give a quick little comment about that. I listened to all of the different recordings, and first of all, I have to say that I'm not liking the fact whoever it was who recorded them, I really think that that was disgusting.
I agree with you on that one.
Yes. Now, as far as his comments, we can all say that they were...
Okay, Josh, I'm sorry, I have to cut you off. We have to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after this break.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones here, I want to give you a little bit of a programming update. We just got a confirmation. David Cole, who did this amazing documentary exposing the hoax of the Holocaust, will be our on-air guest this coming Monday. So share that with your friends. He had to go into hiding for a very long time because of the backlash, but he's now gone public again. He's got videos out again, and he's going to be our on-air guest on Monday. Tomorrow, of course, we're going to have Sean Stone, son of movie director Oliver Stone, talking about why he's convinced 9/11 was a false flag. So it's going to be a couple of interesting interviews on that. All right, getting back to Josh in Georgia and this whole Donald Sterling situation, and I'm in agreement with you. This was a private conversation that was recorded and then made public, and it's as dirty and underhanded as what they did the same thing to Dog the Bounty Hunter, Dwayne Chapman. And we all have a right to our own opinions, at least in private. And it's not like Sterling was out there on the court of the Clippers basketball courts screaming, you know, I hate whatever it was he's supposed to be hating here. This fine and banning for life, it's an overreaction. Somebody's using him to make a political point. Josh, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes, you're on the air. You had another comment.
Yes, I just wanted to counteract some of the propaganda that's being fed to us seemingly on a daily and hourly basis. First of all, I would like to remind my fellow brothers and sisters all over this world that before we were anything else, we are human beings. Before we were whatever religion we are, we were human. Before we were, you know, we knew we were white or black or purple or brown or male or female, we were all human beings. We have a common humanity that it seems as if we have forgotten that. And the powers that be are constantly trying to get us to think about the differences. But I want to remind us that, first and foremost, there are multiple different varieties of trees, varieties of fruit, varieties of flowers. Does the red rose dislike or hate the white rose? I mean, this is really getting to be ridiculous.
I absolutely agree, although there was a time when there was a war fought between the red rose and the white rose for you British history fans. Josh, I'm sorry, we're running out of time, and I need to cut you off, and you're making some very good points, but we got to let you go right now. Switch over to George in Texas. George, aloha. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I'm hearing everybody in the patient community wetting their pants because they're saying Obama wants a Chinese-style internet, and I'm just sitting there going, I'm sitting there thinking, because I talked to a lot of ITs, and we talked about this and about the NSA, and they're all talking about building our own internet networks or going bypassing all these government controls because, you know, it can be done. We're innovative. Go ahead and try it. You know,
oh yeah, it's going to be very easy to do. I mean, right now this whole idea with the two-tiered internet is they're going to turn the current internet into a high-speed content delivery channel for the corporations. But activists are going to set up their own systems. I remember when I was briefly living in San Francisco working on The Day After Tomorrow, I became aware of a project among the city's computer hobbyists to set up a totally Wi-Fi-based citywide network for students to use. And they were simply putting these little units. They were made out of PVC pipe to make them waterproof, and they were on tops of all the buildings, and they all packet switched back and forth. And if you were on that network, you could connect with any other computer anywhere in the city, and it was all being run for free. And obviously a system like that is not going to be open to government surveillance and control. So a lot of people are talking about bringing back FidoNet, packet radio, and these foreign countries and corporations are setting up their own physical networks that are not going through American servers and routers. And again, the revelation of what the NSA has been doing, it's destroying the American IT industry. Other countries, other businesses in other countries are canceling contracts for cloud services or software support. They don't want to buy anything that comes from the United States, even if it's being made in Asia, it's designed in the United States, and they just assume there's going to be some kind of a U.S. government backdoor in there. And we're already seeing the impact on the financial numbers for these major computer companies in the United States that are all taking major hits because of this NSA. And again, I don't feel sorry for them because all these U.S. companies went along with this stuff, whether it was Microsoft with the NSA key back in Windows NT, the back doors that were built into the Apple operating system, some distributions of Linux, probably all distributions of Linux. They did it to themselves. They got into bed with the NSA to abuse the American people and violate the Constitution and call it an unofficial boycott. Nobody wants any more of their hardware or software any longer.
Well, I kind of see it like this. When they try to build the internet kill switch, they'll kill themselves.
Again, the internet was originally designed by CERN and then co-opted by DARPA to be a completely uninterruptible, uncensorable communication system. But DARPA's goal was that it was never to be made available to the American people. It was just going to be some little goodie for the government to have. And they weren't able to prevent its growing, breaking into the public eye back in the 1970s, which is why we have it right now. And now we're getting all this confirmation from the Clinton internal memos. They understood that they were losing control over the minds of America even back in the 1990s. And they've been trying to find some way to either buy it all out. We know that a lot of the online independent media are now suddenly very well funded and all of a sudden will not cross certain lines. They're trying to figure out some way they can control it. I think part of this whole idea of letting everybody know they're being spied on is to try and scare us into silence. That isn't working. And ultimately, in the long run, those governmental and religious and corporate institutions that can evolve to meet the new reality of a world in which it's much more difficult to mislead the people, they'll do okay. They'll come out of this, and they will grow and prosper in the future. Those institutions that can't adapt to that new reality are doomed to extinction. And that includes the United States government, which is carrying the accumulation of 200 years of lies, fraud, and deception against the American people.
Well, I kind of see the fascists also, too. They're using a 19th century playbook in the 21st century, which is not working.
Well, I would say it's more accurate to say it's a 20th century playbook in the 21st century, because they're trying to do all of this stuff by the rules that worked at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s and 1960s, but it doesn't work any longer, and they can't think of anything else to do. This is why John Kerry has tried this lie about Assad gassing his own people three times in a row. He can't think of anything else to get the war going, you know, unless there's a big bloody false flag that they're going to say, oh, it was Russia and Syria and Iran and China all working together, you know, to do whatever it is. And at this point, given the absolute lack of enthusiasm by the American people for any more wars for the bankers, I know they're at least considering a new major spectacular false flag.
You know, even like talking to people in Ukraine, they know who's behind it. And believe me, those Ukrainian troops are having a very hard time against unarmed civilians.
Well, I think a big part of it is the Ukrainian troops, meaning the ones who are not the hired mercenaries. They don't want to fire on their own people, their own countrymen. They're not, I'm sure they're very, very hesitant to pull that trigger. And we'll see the same thing here in the U.S.
These mercenaries, what I was being told by a Ukrainian police officer in Donetsk, is that they are criminals out of the jail of the other former Soviet republics, like Latvia, Estonia. They're emptying out the jails. That's who are the mercenaries. And this is the same thing they did back in the Bolshevik. They emptied out the jails and brought the criminals out on the streets.
So yeah, that's an old tactic. And the idea is, we'll let you out of jail. You go kill a bunch of people for us, and we'll forget about, you know, that littering charge or whatever it is they got on them.
Well, okay, Mike, have a good day. I wish your wife Claire was here. Today's my birthday. I wish you'd sing me. She would sing me happy birthday.
Oh, well, I'm sure she wishes you happy birthday. And but you know, Claire's involved with her music projects, and I try not to interfere with that. All right, we're going to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break here, and let's see. Kerry warns Russia over inviolable NATO territory. That's the new talking point coming out from the U.S. is that all of Ukraine is now NATO territory, and it is absolutely inviolable. Never mind that the people in eastern Ukraine want to be part of Russia. It's not up to them. It's our land now, and those slaves are our slaves, and they just better get used to the idea, which of course is pure hypocrisy, because the U.S. justified Syria and Iraq and Libya on the claim that the people of those countries didn't want their current government, and that justified the U.S. going in and overthrowing the place. And the reason U.S. propaganda is failing so miserably is because it lacks a narrative. There's no clear, consistent worldview that makes sense. It's just, let's try this lie, let's try that lie, and that's why it's falling apart. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, supernaturalsilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by a cat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of the program today here. And I want to get back to this whole weapons situation. We were talking about the F-35. This is the most expensive weapons development program in U.S. history. It has cost more to develop the F-35 than the entire gross domestic product of Australia. And it's a boondoggle. Naval version can't land on a carrier. They put the arrestor hook too close to the main landing gear. Can't fly in fog or rain. Can't fly near lightning storms. This thing is not even in service yet. It's not done. And the list of failures goes on. Now we're finding out that as it's flying around on its test flights, bits of it keep falling off. And it is not stealthy. It's an inferior dogfighter. It's not even in service. And already the current in-service Russian-Chinese jets can outmaneuver it. Hugely expensive. And obviously not worth it. The Navy's cut their order for these things in half. other governments who were committed to buying the F-35, they're pulling back and saying, I don't think so here. Now then, proving that the U.S. will prove its greatness to the world by shoveling the taxpayers' money into the fire faster than anybody else, the United States Navy has just ordered 10 Virginia-class nuclear-powered attack submarines for a grand total of $17.6 billion. This is the single largest naval shipbuilding contract in U.S. history. And, of course, General Dynamics Electric Boat, they're out happy that champagne corks are popping. But, like the F-22 and the F-35 and the Independence-class littoral combat ships, the Virginia-class fast attack subs aren't really a wonderful weapons system. They have a lot of problems, including a tendency for those anechoic tiles to peel off and drop off into the ocean. Now, those tiles are the primary means to keep the Virginia-class hidden from enemies. And if the tiles are peeling off, then there's all that exposed metal and the metal-air interface, which is what sonar bounces off of. Now, the Navy is kind of quiet about the Virginia, but even the Navy is admitting that the sensor suite developed for the Virginia-class submarines may not be all that effective at detecting and locating ultra-quiet diesel-electric boats. The Virginia-class was the first submarine to deploy what is called ambient noise sonar. And it worked well enough in the tank, creating images of dolphins swimming by, but out in the real ocean with all the ambient noise, it's not really proven to be all that effective. And remember, diesel-electric submarines are the majority of the threat the Virginia-class will be up against. So huge amounts of money on the systems that don't work. We've already been talking about the Gerald Ford, the new carrier, where they wanted to go really whiz-bang. They've got a magnetic railgun catapult system instead of steam. Can't get that to work. Can't get the dual-band radar to work. Elevators coming up to the deck can't work. The U.S. government loves to spend more and more money on these weapon systems, and the more money they spend, the less they get back. And anybody who is thinking about going into war with Russia and China, thinking that we're going to win just because we spend more money than they do, I don't think so. Because the Russians and Chinese are spending a lot less money, but they're spending it smart. And they're spending it with the goal of making effective, cost-effective weapon systems. Whereas the goal for the American military-industrial complex is just loot more money from the American people and put it in their pockets. More abuse by the police. 22-year-old with Down syndrome beaten by the police because he had a strange bulge in his pants. Turned out to be a colostomy bag. Another story over at Blacklisted News up in Massachusetts. Cops searched a woman's home without a warrant. And when she chastised them for that, they beat her up. Apparently, the police force in the United States are being turned into a military force whose goal is to keep the American people terrorized and silent. You know something is not working. It's not working at all. We're getting angrier and angrier. Over at rumormillnews.com, they had this police recruitment video. This is a video produced by a police department to show to high school students to recruit them to a life in the police force. And one of the scenes in there shows police in military-style ghillie suits. These are these woven yarn suits that when you lie on the ground, it just looks like more of the grass and shrubbery. And it shows these cops getting up in these ghillie suits with sniper rifles. That's not law enforcement. It's not traffic control. It's not public safety. It is the police being trained to kill random Americans. Over at policemag.com, which is a website for the police force, there was an article basically coming out and just describing what a terrible hassle that Fourth Amendment thing is, and why should we have to put up with that? Very dangerous direction. Latest study shows that, estimates rather, 4% of the prisoners on U.S. death row are actually innocent. That's one out of every 25 people on death row waiting to be executed did not, in fact, commit the crime they were charged and convicted with. And this is why, all jokes about crucifying hackers aside, I cannot support the death penalty. Because the system does make mistakes. The justice system isn't just. And until we can restore life to those it is wrongfully taken from, we should not take it in the first place. Big story about Indiana becoming the first state to formally abandon Common Core. They're adopting a new set of state standards in its place. Start of a trend. I'm sure that the corporate media is going to be bashing Indiana about, oh, how backward they are. And, you know, they're going to go back to reading, writing, and arithmetic instead of, you know, loving Al Gore. Speaking of Al Gore, he's out there again. Another record-setting winter gone, and Al Gore is out there saying extreme weather events are 100 times more common than 30 years ago, which actually is absolutely flat-out wrong. But have you noticed the carbon Nazis are ramping up the fear factor and the hysteria? We had that recent IPCC report that literally came out and said that if we didn't agree to a carbon tax and agree to let the UN tell us how to live our lives right now, we were all going to be dead. They know that these harsh winters have destroyed the whole global warming argument, and they're just trying to keep the thing going by ramping up the fear. You don't dare take the chance that we're wrong. Now, years ago, the United States and Russia had this deal that called for disarming certain classes of nuclear missiles and their warheads. And part of the deal was the United States would take the weapons-grade uranium and plutonium from Russia, and they would reprocess it into fuel rods for Russian nuclear reactors. Well, apparently, the International Union of Veterans of Nuclear Energy and Industry has said that the fuel rods being supplied by the United States to Russian reactors actually do not meet safety standards. They're poorly made. And they're saying that these fuel rods are an accident waiting to happen when used in these Russian reactors. Now, this does not include Chernobyl. Chernobyl was using Russian-made fuel rods, and the reason for the Chernobyl disaster has been identified. And it was basically they were attempting a new process, procedure, and it didn't work. But apparently, Russia is very concerned that these fuel rods the U.S. supplied them as part of this disarmament deal aren't up to snuff. Okay. Now, we're coming into spring, soon to be into summer. We're all going to be out there, especially here in Hawaii, out on the beaches with all the string bikinis are in bloom. And the sun worshippers are going to be out there. And you probably will slather on sunscreen, suntan lotion, in order to prevent skin cancer. That's what you've been told. If you go out in the sun, you will get skin cancer unless you slather our product all over it. Well, apparently not, because a new study that has showed up in the journal Toxicology and Applied Pharmacology says that the zinc oxide, which is ubiquitous in all of these sun programs, has now been linked to skin cancer. Apparently, when zinc oxide is exposed to sunlight, it goes through a change creating free radicals, which are a known cause of cancer. So here, all these tanning lotion companies are out there saying, put our stuff on, it'll protect you from skin cancer. Actually, no, turns out may increase your chance for skin cancer. All right, I hear the music. It is time to get out of here. Claire and I have got some errands we have to run this afternoon. I have to finish an audio edit on a different project. We're going to get out of here, but we will be back tomorrow with Sean Stone talking about 9/11 here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please take a moment to go over to Republic Broadcasting, hit that donate button. We don't get money from giant corporations like Monsanto or General Dynamics. We're not supported by large corporate media or shadowy non-governmental organizations. We need your help to stay on the air, to keep getting the truth out to the American people who need to know and want to know what's going on. See you tomorrow. Aloha, America.